With all the recent snowfall, Idahoans have had to find ways to adapt to the winter weather. Turns out, humans aren't the only ones. The residents of Zoo Boise are also finding ways to cope with the white stuff. Our Julie Lucetta reports.
After the first big storm of the season, Jeff Augusta shows me around the zoo. The whole place is blanketed in white, snow muffling almost all sounds. Only the pied crows are making a ruckus.
It's kind of a serene place where the snow's out and there's a little bit of water in our lagoon, and it's just kind of really beautiful this time of year.
We stop by the African wild dogs enclosure. Dax, Cassius, and Teddy, three brothers from the same litter, are particularly interested in what the humans are doing.
They're pacing back and forth, but they are so quiet, unlike us who are just traipsing around in our boots.
They are very quiet when they're doing their patrol rounds, but then you can see they'll stop. They see people out here shoveling snow, and they saw zookeeper Emily walking around, which means it's close to feeding time.
Groundskeepers have been hard at work clearing the snow from the pathways all morning and into the afternoon. Zookeepers are doing their rounds to make sure the animals have what they need to stay warm. Augusta explains that many of them, like the zoo's small birds and reptiles, are sent inside for the winter with no access to the outside. Others, like the African man-wolves, lions, or Nyala antelopes, still get to hang out in the cold.
They enjoy, you know, going out and frolicking in the snow, seeing what's going on. They want to see if there's something fun out there for them to eat or look at, and then they can choose to come inside if they want to. It's kind of like a snow day.
The zoo gives the animals heated water bowls to prevent frost and extra heaters disguised as rocks to look like their natural habitat. After Boise saw 6 inches of snowfall, zookeepers even made them snowmen.
Sometimes if it's a carnivore, they'll drip some blood on it. If it's something that eats loves fruit, they'll drip a little fruit juice on it.
Augusta says some animals are a bit scared of the snowmen. Others, like Pudgy the sloth bear, are very intrigued.
She kind of picked at it for a few minutes, kind of just almost scratching the head of it, and eventually just took a big swipe and knocked the head off and started licking and chewing on the snowman's head.
The animals that come from wintry habitats, like the snow leopards or the red pandas, are particularly happy when it snows.
They really, really enjoy it, and so they're actually more active this time of year than they are in other parts of the year.
Vlad, the stellar sea eagle, is comfortably perched outside under a canopy. He comes from eastern Siberia, so he's not bothered by the temperatures. Same goes for the snow leopards. Despite having a warm indoor den, they are curled up outside taking a nap, coated in snowflakes. Other animals are not let out at all.
Here's our giraffes in their giraffe barn.
For them, the temperature itself is not the issue.
It's more or less just because of the slickness.
Giraffes are kept dry and warm during snowy days to prevent them from tripping on the icy ground. At 18 feet tall, a fall could be fatal.
You know, I was kind of hoping for a giraffe wearing a scarf, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, as cute as that would be as a giraffe wearing a scarf, it's not something that we are actively working on.
As closing time approaches, Acacia the tiger stands outside and lets everyone know she's ready for dinner time. Like many creatures at the Boise Zoo, she's also been patrolling her enclosure, stopping regularly to stretch, roll around in the snow, and shake the white dust off from her thick orange coat. Julie Duguetta, Boise State Public Radio News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.